You know what? As a new father, I am ready to go. I have a newfound seriousness and professionalism.
Oh, I just want to say I'm going to start recording on this end, as in the thing. So I think there's a countdown so we can experience this together. Oh, Paul, go ahead. Paul, you have something to say?
Yes, I would like Chris to say that again and nobody interrupt him so it can be the beginning of the episode.
Yes, I just want to say that as a new father, that I have a sense of seriousness and newfound professionalism that I have never really brought to this show before. And I look forward to showing you the new crazy Chris Hudson.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Super serious, super professional, like a, wow. Like a real, this is a real show.
Only 5 years in.
Welcome to the crossroads of camp, the bastion of the bizarre, the place where low budgets meet high praise. Yes, it's B-Movie Mania. And now, B-Movie Maniacs, here are your hosts, the cream of the crap, the connoisseurs of cult, your cinematic creepy uncles, Paul Brooks, Mike Hayes, Jason Hulls, and crazy Chris Hudson.
Welcome, B-Movie Maniacs, to our Season 5 Roundup. I am Jason Hulls, and this is, I'm sitting here alongside our other B-Movie Mania co-host. I'm going to call him Mike first because he's choking. Hi, Mike.
Oh, hi, Jay.
Hello, crazy Chris, new father Hudson.
Hello, Jay, Paul, and Mike.
Hello, Paul Brooks.
Good evening. Let's round them up.
I was thinking about doing like a cowboy thing here just because we call this a roundup, but it didn't really work.
Yeehaw.
I kind of did it.
All right. Well, we're going to get right into this. And so what we're going to do here, folks, is we're just going to take there's a little retrospective. We're going to take a look back over this last season, chat a little bit about the films that we watched, and give you some thoughts that since we've had some distance from them now. So, guys, we've got quite a few questions to get through. We're going to do some brief answers for each. And then at the end of this episode, we will talk about next season, season 6, and yes. Who's going to kick that off and how that's going to run. Sound good?
Yes.
Perfect. Yep. Giddy
awesome.
Up.
Awesome. Let's get into it. The first thing, we are going to go big right from the beginning here. We are going to go Woo-hoo. Favorite movie of the season. And Chris, in honor of your new child, this makes no sense, but you're going to go first. So what was your favorite movie?
Well, as a father, I like to see like children in my movies and little like kind of babies being made. So my favorite movie was Dead Sushi.
Oh, awesome.
With the little tiny baby sushis.
So you're calling the sushis babies?
Yeah, there were little baby ones. You saw the sushi having sex and then like little babies flying out.
You saw the fuck.
Okay, Chris, we know you're a new father. Let's just confirm. The new baby is a human baby, right?
Oh.
Well, I mean, why would you think otherwise? Yeah, normal human baby. Okay. 8 fingers, 18 toes, perfectly normal.
Wrapped in rice or...
or seaweed?
A swaddle.
It's a human baby, but you did name it Eggy, right?
Well, I mean, yeah. Okay. In honor of my favorite movie of the season, Dead
right.
Sushi.
Eggie. I'm Very sure your nice. Wife appreciates that.
Paul, what is your favorite movie? I have no idea what you're going to say.
I'm going to toot my own horn here a little bit, kind of like Chris just did. I got to go with Ben and Arthur.
I really?
Think, yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
I mean, to me, it hit all of the notes that I want a bad movie to hit, and for me, that was kind of a new cult classic for me personally.
Awesome, Mike.
My favorite movie of the season is a RoboCop remake. That
wow.
movie is so much fun. And so that's my fave.
Hard disagree.
Jay, what's yours?
Well, I gave two films a 95 this season.
Wow.
The first being Ozone. A lot of what you said, Paul, about how it hits all the beats you want for a B movie. It applies for me to Ozone. I just love it. I still love it, even looking back. The other film I gave a 95 to, if there's sort of an honorable mention because it's in the off season, was Anna and the Apocalypse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Loved it. Loved it.
Yep.
So, okay, let's go from top to bottom here. Let's scrape the bottom of the barrel. Least favorite movie. And why is it Santa Summer House? Mike.
Oh, boy.
The right answer for everyone is Santa's Summer House, and that's a fact.
I disagree.
Really? All right, well, hold on. Disagree. Hold on here. Well, it's because it's the worst movie we watched. It's the most unenjoyable thing that we witnessed entire season by far.
Not even close.
See, the thing about this show is that everybody is entitled to their own opinion.
No.
That's right, guys.
No, opinions are required to match the system.
Screw your opinion, Mike.
But there are times when you have facts. And the fact is, yes. Santa's Summer House is terrible.
No.
Fine. Hudson, what's your apparently least favorite movie this season?
Okay, and double question here, Chris, because I know Paul likes this movie, so but you are surprising me here. So I want your defense of Santa's Summer House.
Oh, no, there's no
this answer.
There's no defending it. There's just the worst movie.
Okay, all right, what is it?
This season. Now, I didn't go back and look at my scores for any of these. This is just how I feel now, revisiting the list. And I want to say that the bad movie that's the worst this season is Bad Chicken.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Oh,
hell no.
Awful, awful fucking movie. Hated it.
Hudson, that's what I had before I remembered Santa Summer House.
That's fair.
And went,
that's fair.
Oh,
hey, you know what? You catch me. Ask me again in half an hour at the end of the show. I may say Santa Summer House.
Oh, all right. Paul, I'm assuming yours is going to be Bad Chicken.
Well, let's just say it's not good beef, okay? It's bad chicken.
All right. I still will defend that movie, but okay.
So 50-50 on that, huh?
What's that, Paul?
Is your answer also Santa's Summer House?
Oh, for sure. I gave it a 4,
okay,
dude.
So 50-50.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's 50-50. Yeah. I can't stand the thought of Santa's Summer House. So... Chris, what was the biggest surprise for you this season?
Oh, man, I was thinking, so at first I thought the biggest surprise was the peanut butter solution. But then I realized that the exigency was on our list. Man, that was crazy.
Yeah.
It was the biggest surprise.
Paul?
Well, I wasn't surprised by peanut butter solution because I picked it. So I also have on my list the exigency because, holy shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if I may, Mike, before you go, if I may here, I would also like to echo that the biggest surprise for me also was the exigency.
Wow.
Yeah,
I was so surprised. I got so into it with the CG being sort of, you know, no offense, but an amateur level. And yet I still was really into it.
Man. Well, here's the wild thing, guys.
Not exigency.
My biggest surprise, and I know this comes, I did pick this movie and I did watch it before I presented it to y'all, but I was so surprised about the exigency. Like, though, honorable mention for biggest surprise is Santa's Summer House and how bad a movie can actually be. Like, how unenjoyably, I was so surprised. I thought I'd seen the bottom of the barrel before.
12 minutes. Croquet scene.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Why wasn't that one of the questions? Worst 12-minute croquet scene.
Oh, okay.
Because you didn't submit it.
Oh, shit.
So let's switch over and say, what is the wildest movie of the season, Paul?
Even though I was not on the episode, I got to go with Parole Violators.
Ah.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking wild.
Yeah.
I just, you know, like I was expecting kind of a standard 80s action movie. And I was like, I had to go to bed after watching it. I was so exhausted. It was nuts.
Chris?
Oh, man, I really can't. I've got two. I can't really decide. your mileage may vary on this one, but the peanut butter solution was pretty wild.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But also the seventh curse. They were both crazy in completely different and wild ways.
Mike?
I have the seventh curse down. Fucking just batshit insane. just bonkers.
Yeah.
Jay, what about you?
Man, there's a lot of choices because I had two picked and I couldn't decide between them and they're not those. Wildest, our RoboCop remake.
Oh, yeah.
The nutshot scene. Just the whole movie is a fever dream. It's crazy. And then Dead Sushi. There's a battleship of sushi. You can't predict where that movie goes. You cannot. It's impossible.
Fair.
There were some really great ones this season.
Yeah, I realized I was going down my list and realized, like, looking at the things, like, similar to you, Chris, all of these answers of mine are based on how I feel today and right now. Yeah. Just, you know. But I went through the list and realized I gave a lot of movies 96 points.
Really?
Like, there's like five of them. Yeah, I liked a lot of the movies this season. We had a lot of fun movies.
But
for
you know
various
what?
Reasons.
I think it's important to, well, not important, but worth noting that I don't think any movie got 100 this season.
No.
Nope.
No. A movie did get one.
God.
A movie Santa got Summer House. 1 point because we don't give zeros, and it was Santa's Summer House.
Yes.
Do you want to keep harping on it, or do you want me to start defending it?
No. I
think it's the lowest ranked movie we've ever done.
For sure. Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, Hudson gave the Christmas Star Wars thing a negative 100.
That was 100. So. That was definitely 100. Nah, what the hell did I give Santa's Summer House?
Okay, so anyway, we're going to do best villain, Mike Hayes.
Oh, the Dead Sushi. All of them. The Dead Sushi as a collective villain is the best villain of the season.
Mm-hmm. Chris.
I got to go with Mike here, except I've got to narrow it down a little bit. And I know everyone likes The Office, so I got to go with Big Tuna.
Yeah.
Best villain. Definitely.
Paul? Egg Helms. Yeah.
Well, I got to get some peanut butter solution in here with the Signore. Nice. I mean, anybody who kidnaps children and enslaves them to make hair brushes is a pretty bad guy.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked.
Well, I don't think it's going to be any surprise what my answer is, because I said this was the best villain when we watched the film.
Yes, I think I know what it is.
Big Tuna!
Oh, yeah. No. I thought it was going to be Mangular!
Well, Mangular's not a villain.
Oh, that's a good point. You're right.
Wow, I forgot about Mangular.
Incredible name still. Yeah. One of my favorite names. Okay, so guys, now what we're going to do is a little bit more specific questions that you each wrote in for the rest of us to answer. First up, we are going to do a couple questions from Paul. So, name a character from a season 5 movie who you'd like to be friends with, because you think they probably don't have many friends, Mike.
First of all, Paul, great question.
Thank you.
The second half really makes it.
Thank you.
I had to think about this one a lot.
Yeah, well, I thought, who would I want to be friends with? I'm like, wait, but it's specific. Because they seem like a lonely person is why you want to be friends with them. And I bet all of you probably have the same answer. It's going to be the easy one. My friend is the version of RoboCop with the Sublime Tramp stamp.
I do have that as my answer.
Yes! Yes! There's another one!
I don't. I had something completely different than you guys.
Why, Chris?
But he's...
Are you ashamed?
No. I just think, why limit yourself to one lonely RoboCop when you could be friends with every lonely RoboCop in the entire Our RoboCop remake?
Wow.
All right.
Even the one that shoots the dicks.
Well, he was shooting the dicks off of, you know,
rapists,
so
right, yeah.
I'm all
right
with him.
Yeah, exactly. I'm down to hang out with that guy. And the one with the Sublime Tramp stamp. All of them.
Paul?
Can you imagine how annoying it would get with trying to hang out with the sublime RoboCop guy constantly trying to repack his meat every 5 minutes.
And listening to Sublime constantly.
I went with Kim Director from Blair Witch 2. You know, she's a goth girl. I feel like she's probably a little bit of a loner. I don't know if she'd want to be friends with me, but I'd try to be friends with her.
You took this question a lot more seriously than the rest of us.
Well, you know, I mean, obviously, if you listen to the season finale, I'm a pretty big Blair Witch 2 fan, so.
Yes.
I genuinely want to be friends with Randall Park RoboCop, so I think I'm very serious, too. And he's so sad and lonely.
I would be friends with Randall Park in any form.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, Paul, this next question I'm very excited about. Which season 5 movie would have been better with Slade Craven in it? And you can't say all of them, because that is technically true.
That's technically true.
So, Chris.
You know, it's tough, because, like you said, every one of them would be better. But I think the one that would make an already great movie even greater was if Slade Craven were in Anna and the Apocalypse, singing some tunes, slaying some zombies.
Oh,
it'd be a good one. Great addition, yeah.
Oh my
God, there would be some really good duets there. You know, he could chime in with some hard rock.
Oh yeah,
yes, I love that. Okay, Paul.
Well, it might be kind of an obvious answer, but I'm going to go with The Tall Man. I want to see Slade Craven hanging out with John Mann's character in The Tall Man.
So a little man on man.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mike.
I thought mine was the obvious answer. I would love to see Slade Craven ripping some fucking rubber in Torque.
I almost said that. Yeah.
Yeah.
He would fit right
in. Just blasting some new metal while everyone drives by at the races. Like, oh, it'd be so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about doing that. He would fit right in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fitting. What about you, Jay?
Well, okay. Look, I think all of these varied answers are proving the fact that Slade Craven would make any movie better. I had a different one. You want me to rate a film a 100? You put Slade Craven in The Seventh Curse. Because that movie is so wild anyway. And then you stick Slade Craven fighting little flying demon critters in there and singing some hard rock. It'd push it over the top.
Yeah.
For our listeners, just in case you don't know who Slade Craven is, go back and listen to our season 4, episode 1 review of Turbulence 3 Heavy Metal, starring John Mann as Slade Craven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, throughout this whole podcast, there are just these characters, even though we may not like the movie the best out of all the movies that we watch, there you just find these little characters and these little moments that really stick with you, and Slade
Craven stick with
you,
yeah.
is one of them. Chris?
Well, there's another one that I think, I wonder if any movie would be made better through the inclusion of the Prince of Magic.
Prince of Magic.
Prince of Magic.
Oh, yeah.
Prince of Magic.
We are going to move over to the questions that Mike submitted now.
Okay.
First one, which movie is best to watch with friends on a Friday night? Great question.
Hmm.
Paul.
I got to go with Ice Cream Man. You got some mid-90s, direct-to-VHS goodness right there. You know, maybe it's the middle of summer. It's, you know, mid-July. You go down to Dairy Queen and get some ice cream yourself. Or, I don't know, maybe you go to the grocery store and pick up some vegan ice cream, maybe. You know, vegan ice cream has come a long way recently.
Do they make vegan hard pack?
There's probably a vegan hard pack out there somewhere.
Oh, I've had some vegan hard pack.
I feel like I have too. Ben and Jerry's.
I think I had an Edie's.
Yeah. Great answer, Paul.
Thank you.
Okay, let's switch it over to Mike. This was your question. What do you think?
Oh, Ben and Arthur all the way. It's such a good, like, there's so many movies on this list that would be great to watch with friends on a Friday night. But if we're talking, like, we want to watch a fun B movie, Ben and Arthur's, like, room level, just constantly there's something interesting or confusing happening on the screen.
Nice. Chris?
You know, for similar reasons, I would also pick Parole Violators for this. Because like, what the fuck is happening? And like every time the I forget her name, the woman's like, my babies. And there's just so much going on. That's like, what?
Well, you know what, Chris? I also picked parole violators.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's so fast. It's fast paced. It's simple. It's hilarious. And, you know, it's Friday night, you know, you're out with your friends and, you know, you want something energetic, you know, you're excited to be off of work or whatever. I don't think you can go wrong with parole violators.
And then when you're done, you and your friends can take a nap together.
And have some you can have some spaghetti. Aw. It'd be such a fun night.
Okay, this next question from Mike. This is a fun one. Keep one actor, replace the rest with the Feebles. Or Green Slime.
Or, yes.
Chris.
I mean, I would love, love to see a puppet version of Torque. But you got to
keep?
You got to keep Ice Cube. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So he's just sneering over a bunch of puppets.
Oh, it would be amazing.
Oh, and fucking
so
what's her name? Paul is a puppet too.
Jamie Presley.
Jamie Presley.
Yeah, Jamie. I want to see a puppet Jamie Presley. Hell yeah.
Oh, just saying no words, but just like whale tailing it around on a car.
Paul, what do you think?
I would like to keep Cynthia Rothrock in Santa's summer house and just have a 1313 mansion full of green slimes.
I would double my score, I think, if they did that.
Did you say 1313 mansion with green slimes?
Yeah, with green slimes.
Oh, amazing.
Mike, would you double your score?
They're not attacking. It's just green slimes playing the characters.
playing croquet.
Yes.
For 12 minutes.
Big rubber suits.
Oh, that would be amazing. Oh, God.
All right, Mike, over to you.
Oh, mine came to me real quick. I thought this would be a harder decision for myself, but I want to keep Jessica Biel in the Tall Man. And everyone else is green slimes.
Yes.
So she, the twist, spoiler alert, she ends up being the person kidnapping baby green slimes.
Oh my God.
And giving them to new green slime parents.
Yes.
Damn it.
Oh. Yeah. God. Jay, what about you, buddy?
Mine was pretty straightforward. I say I want to see Jason Goes to Hell. Keep Jason.
Which one? Yeah, Feebles or Green Slime?
Feebles. Give me a Feeble Creighton Duke. You know,
it would be fun to see Jason Voorhees goes to in space on the satellite from Green Slime, just slaughtering slimes.
Oh. That's true.
Kind of cool.
That is true. Okay, next question. Best crossover combo. What two movies would you like to see merged? Mike.
Oh, baby. I got a good one. We all have good ones, I'm sure. I want Santa's Summer House and Dead Sushi.
Oh, God.
Santa has learned a couple, stuff from Japan. And he learns to make some of his own sushi. Turns out it's gone bad, though, because Santa sucks at making sushi.
Paul?
I don't know exactly how this would work, but I want to see Jason Goes to Hell crossed over with Showgirls.
You drop Jason into pretty much anything you got going on, and it's going to be fun.
Right.
Chris?
That's why I think dropping Jason into Jason Goes to the Peanut Butter Solution would be a really great movie.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Jason's bald knob head. He needs some hair. He just wants to pay or something.
Okay. Well, I don't exactly know how this would work either, but I would like to see Ozone crossed with Showgirls. God. It's like,
that's a pretty easy crossover. I could see that.
Yeah, well, because, you know, you got the showgirls, and then there's the drugs turning people into mutants, exactly. But they're trying to put on a show.
There's some implied drug use in showgirls.
For sure.
And maybe not so implied. I don't know.
So, yeah.
So is that the, like, third act or something change where it's a really sad movie? Act two, you're like, oh, man, everyone's getting low on these drugs they're taking. And then suddenly act three starts with them fucking becoming mutants from all the drugs they took. And it's just wild.
Yes.
What do you think Kyle MacLachlan's cum-coon looks like?
Oh, God. No.
I'm going to throw in a real quick question here. What do you think the best rating anyone ever gave was? I'm going to say me when I said cum-coon. What was that, ozone or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I was hoping to make it through life without hearing that word again, but there it is.
But now for season six, I want to give, completely unrelated to what's going on in the movie, I want to give it a Kyle MacLachlan cum-coon rating.
Yes, Mike, at some point, promise us that you'll do that.
Okay, I'll try to remember.
Just surprise us with it.
All right.
Next, we are going to move to the questions that Chris submitted. Which movie have you changed your mind on since reviewing it? And I'll get mine out of the way because I looked over all these movies and none. I still pretty much stand by all my feelings for this whole set of movies.
Nice.
So, Paul, what about you? Do you have any different feelings?
Me? Yeah. I went back and I looked at my score for Torque, which was only 35, and I would watch Torque again right now.
Nice.
So
yes.
That's, I don't know exactly what I was thinking with that one, but it's got to be Torque for me.
Okay, Chris?
Nice. You know, Jay, I'm with you that pretty much everything on the list, like, I still kind of feel the same about, except for Anna and the Apocalypse. I think I gave it like an 83 or something, 85. Yeah. So, you know, good score. I'd put it up in the 90s, like 92 at this point. That movie was really stuck with me.
Fair. Very fair.
It's great. It's a good one.
And Michael?
Well, I similarly have nothing I feel like I should change now about season 5, but I do want to say, as I always have to do, I want to give Fungicide another chance. I know that's from another season, but I just have to say it.
Mike, okay, hold on. I bought the DVD of Fungicide.
Oh, I know.
And it's got extras and features. So,
all right, let's do it all.
Let's get into it at some point.
Everybody come over to my place.
Okay, and then, okay, let's see. The next question, and before we get to that, what's that you're typing? You guys are all typing that you'd boost your Bad Chicken score by 40 points. That's fair.
No.
Okay, which of the movies you picked is your favorite episode? So which of the movies you picked is your favorite episode? Chris?
Dead Sushi. Definitely Dead Sushi.
Easy.
Such a fun one, yeah.
Paul?
And I'm going to go with Book of Shadows, Blair Witch 2.
Nice.
We did something that has never been done in the history of podcasting before. you know, we made sure that justice was served, and I'm very proud of that.
Mm-hmm. Mike?
My favorite episode that we did that I picked is Ice Cream Man, where we had the Blockbuster Film School guys on, and it was just a blast of a time, and we got to do their show too, and like it was really fun, and that's my favorite ep that I picked.
Which I would like to offer a formal apology to those guys for getting really trashed during their episode. Oh my God.
Par for the course for them. It's fine, man.
For me, I enjoyed Parole Violators a lot, but I think I'm going to go our RoboCop remake. It's just, it was just goofy. There's so many nuts things to talk about, you know? And I feel like the movie was generally well-received by all you guys, and it was just really fun. The next batch of questions came from yours truly, and my first question is, if you had a TV talk show, which character from season 5 would you most like to have as your sidekick? Paul, who is your Andy Richter?
Well, let me just say, great question, Jay. You know, I'm a big fan of late night talk shows, and you know, you're going to want someone who can provide that comic relief and play off of you a little bit. So I'm going to say Big Mama from Showgirls. You know, she's there always to provide a little comic relief. If there's a lull in conversation, she can do the boop where her top comes down with the slide whistle and everything. Perfect.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Thank you.
Fuck.
I need to get a slide whistle.
And a top that pops top your boobs out. Okay, Chris.
I don't know. I would love this because no one would actually understand what the hell he's talking about, but he would sound so dramatic having a conversation with. But Big Tuna from Dead Sushi would be a great sidekick.
Okay. I said the same thing.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Nice.
You could just cut to the reaction of any guest looking at this monster sitting next to them.
Just talks. Spouting off, talking in angry Japanese that no one in the audience understands.
It would be amazing. So amazing. Mike, who do you have?
Oh, I'm so excited to introduce my sidekick on Late Night with Mike, Timmy from The Exigency.
Oh, yes. He just says totally tone-deaf things, just whenever somebody's talking about something.
Just a little pervert kid who's just like, says things like boobs every once in a while or something.
Hey, Jack.
Sorry, Paul, you have something you want to say?
Yeah, I've always wanted to have a talk show, so I wanted to let everybody know that the name of my talk show would be Up Too Late with Paul Brooks, and I guess, and Big Mama.
Yeah,
very nice. Okay, which movie from season 5 would you like to see get the Our RoboCop remake treatment? And what I mean by that, just for anybody who may not know, is Our RoboCop remake is they took the movie RoboCop, they divided it up scene by scene, they gave every scene to different filmmakers, and they smashed it all together. So what movie would you like to see that happen to, Mike?
The Seventh Curse.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Just The Seventh Curse. Mm-hmm. Fucking wackadoo. Make everyone have to do it.
Mm-hmm. Paul?
Don't get mad at me. I also picked The Seventh Curse, but it's because I never got around to watching the movie. I wasn't on that episode. So I want to see the RoboCop remake version of Seventh Curse without having any context of what the real movie looks like.
That would be weird.
Yeah. I imagine so.
Okay, Chris.
You know, I like the idea of making a really low budget version of a bit higher budget movie. So I'd pick Torque. I think it'd be a lot of fun seeing people do stupid like motorcycle jumps and dumbass stunts. Like really low budget.
That is also my answer for the exact same reason. It is, I think, the biggest budget movie we did in the season. Yeah. So I think it would be the funniest having to force people to do it with no money.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the last question that we have, I think. Last of my questions. And I'm very excited to hear what you guys say about this. What movie from season 5... would you most like Paul to write erotic fan fiction for? Chris, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
Before I say my answer, please, please, no one say Peanut Butter Solution.
Oh, God.
Nobody wants that.
The podcast ends. The podcast ends if that gets said. I will say. Chris Hansen comes out of the corner and arrests whoever says it.
I will say, Chris, and I think I said this last time as well, there is a correct answer for this, so I'm curious to see what you guys come up with.
All right. Well, okay. Well, my correct answer that I would love to see, I mean, it's a little sexy as it is, but I would love to hear a little more about Deathbed, the bed that eats.
Yep. Yep, that's my answer, Chris.
Wow.
We are on the same page. Give me that sweet, sexy Deathbed product fan fiction. Hot. Mike, what do you think?
The digestive fluids were used as lubricant.
Oh.
That is funny. But I think the right answer, hopefully, fingers crossed. I mean, I know the right answer is B-movie because listen to the B-movie 2022 episode and you will hear Paul read a erotic fanfic that he did write about B-movie.
Paul, you do realize some of us have children and can't be around that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Make sure they don't listen to B-movie then.
And honestly, they should never listen to any B-movie episode.
Right.
But what I want Paul to write erotic fan fiction from season 5, the main bulk, is Jason Goes to Hell.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Wait. Does it start with the shaving? Does it start where Jason is shaving the man?
It could. That's up to Paul, but it could. It could be the scene where he's breaking the fingers. I don't know how he's doing it. Maybe he's breaking them with his butt cheeks.
Are you ready to pay?
All right, Paul, did any of us get the answer right?
Much like last year, nobody got the answer right. I'm sorry to say. The thing is, Deathbed and to an extent, Jason Goes to Hell are kind of already erotic fan fiction movies. I mean, it's already there. So, if I had to do it, I would write erotic fanfic for the exigency. specifically that fucking king with the tiny penis.
Yes!
Oh, I forgot all about
any
him.
And anyone slash the king with the tiny penis.
Paul?
Yeah.
Paul?
Yeah.
Can it be the king in that sandwich he wants to eat?
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh God. You gotta work now, Mangular in there somewhere.
Oh yeah. You could have Mangular and Womangular.
Woman Gilar.
So, Paul, when can we look forward to this coming out?
This will be coming out in 2028.
Okay, looking forward to that.
When the Exigency 2 comes out.
That actually wraps up all the questions I had, guys. We do need to talk about next season and the order.
I asked a question about it on my list of questions I asked about that.
Oh, yeah. Jay just totally blew it off.
I put it at the bottom because then we'd get the bits all out of order. Your question, Paul, which is fair, can Mike go first next season was your question.
Technically, that was not my question.
What was your technical question? I'm pretty sure I copied it.
No. What I'm looking at is it says, is it okay if Mike goes first for season 6?
Right. My apologies.
Oh, see, he wants semantics.
my vote is yes. I've put some thought into this, and let me pitch this, guys, if I may. I think that's a great idea, Mike going first for season 6. Paul, you have never gone second on any of the seasons.
I have not.
So you would go second, according to my little brain plan here. I would go third because I think I've done all of the different spots at one point or another, and Chris has never picked a season finale.
Wow.
So we're going to put Chris last.
That's right. It's about goddamn time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be good, but I think none of us really have say on this. I think we have to ask the Prince of Magic.
No,
we...
Prince of Magic. Yeah, I was wondering about the Prince of Magic.
Hey. Oh, Prince of Magic.
Prince.
We want to get your take on our plan. Do you have a moment to listen to our plan and give us your feedback?
Well, let me just close my bathrobe here, and yes, I have time. Of course, boys, any time for you.
So here's our plan, Prince of Magic.
Prince of Magic.
Stop saying Prince of Magic. You have to put that in there every time.
Paul asked, is it okay if Mike goes first for season 6? So, if we did that, we put Mike first. Paul has never gone second. We put Paul second. I've done it all, so I don't care. I'll go third. And Chris has never picked
it all, baby.
Chris has never picked a season finale, so we were going to put Chris last. So it would go Mike, Paul, Jay, Chris. What do you think?
I like the logic, But what if we just throw a couple dice in there?
No!
You know? Like,
I see. Throw a couple wrenches in there, maybe. Happen.
Who knows?
Yeah, Prince of Magic, can we just not do the dice this time, please?
Fine, no dice.
Yes.
I was in the tub, by the way.
Why were you in Mike's tub?
Everyone needs roommates now. It's so expensive everywhere.
No, true.
Wait, I have something for you guys.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
A gift?
No, not a gift. A question for you from me, but I have an answer I want to hear.
Oh, you have a question?
Out of all the movies, out of all the movies in this last season, which one do you think could be improved by the addition of yours truly, the Prince of Magic?
Peanut butter solution.
Oh, the peanut butter solution?
The peanut butter solution.
The peanut butter solution. Wrong!
No, damn it.
Oh, Paul, you go next.
Prince of Magic, I dare you. I dare you to make Bad Chicken a watchable movie.
Easy.
Even my powers have limits,
yes,
Paul.
Yes, exactly.
Denied!
Okay, I'm going to say Dead Sushi.
No, not Dead Sushi. I was talking about Showgirls.
Oh.
Bop, bop,
it's perfect.
Ba-da-ba.
It's already perfect.
And just for that, tonight, each of your dreams, you'll be visited by me, starring in the hit motion picture from the 1990s, Showgirls.
Oh, everything's pixelated. No.
The whole movie, but just me, is every character.
No.
You're welcome!
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
What happened? My roommate kicked me out.
Prince of Magic bathes in your tub.
Yeah, hey, everyone needs roommates these days, man.
That's what he said.
All right. Well, guys, if our new order is Mike, Paul, Jay, Chris, that means Mike, you are up first. Do you have a movie that you want us to watch to kick off season 6?
On the next episode of B-Movie Mania.
Yeah, duh.
We'll say it.
The movie I've chosen for you, my beautiful B-movie boys, to start out season 6 is a full-length martial arts film.
Oh, yeah.
It's from 1998, yes. And it's also from Ireland.
Oh, boy.
It stars real-life martial arts enthusiasts.
Ooh.
Enthusiasts.
James, wow.
James Bennett. It is called Fatal Deviation. It's an Irish martial arts movie, and it's you can watch it on YouTube. That's the only place. Dudes, happy St. Patrick's Day. This is a fucking movie.
Oh, a little luck of the Irish.
Oh boy.
It is so fucking. We're starting out low budget, as low as it gets, my friends.
A classic good versus evil action flick mixed with kicks, guns, motorcycles, and a hot babe.
Wow. That narrows down the movie we're watching.
Ah. This looks promising.
It is. Oh, man, it's a thing.
It also features Justin Harmon as Man in Bath, so we have that to look forward to.
Well, I can't wait for you guys to join me on the next episode and first episode of the next season of
B-Movie Mania!
Six seasons and a movie!
La-da-dee, la-da-da, la-da-dee, la-da-da, scrub-a-dub-dub. What is it?
Hey, Prince of Magic, I need a shower.
You need to shower. I'm bathing right now. It's very important for a wizard to be nice and clean.
How long are you going to be?
A millennia. An entire millennia, my boy. But don't worry, the time shall pass quickly through your feeble monkey brain. But here, let me do you a favor. Alakarashi scrub-a-dubby-ding-dong!
I'm clean!
You're clean!
Thank you, Prince of Magic.
You're very welcome. That probably gave him Hep C.